This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, that would be fun.
Listen, during the offseason, maybe this dude who we're going to bring on right now has got some speed. You know if Kyle's got some speed?
I don't know. The only place I've seen him move fast was at Bucky's. We were down below Macon.
Kyle, Sandy, the Sandy spiel. When we talk high school sports, especially basketball, he's our guy, and it's that time of year. And Kyle, good morning. Getting ready now. Is this? Forgive me for not knowing. Is this the first or second Thanksgiving for the young one?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This is the first. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, man?
Hey, we're good. We just got done feeding the bottle to our son, so everything's off and started on the right foot, and it's a beautiful morning to be on the radio with you fellas.
And actually, this is pretty good. When it comes to Thanksgiving, now Christmas, that's going to be different, but you get kind of a grace period. How many years do you get where the kid's not even paying attention to the holiday? And you just put them in the chair over there. You get a couple years of grace period, right? Then they start paying attention. Hey, I want some extra gravy. I want an extra present. When does that happen?
Yeah, that's a heck of a question. You know, I'm just learning, taking it day by day. But I think you're right. We probably got a few years. Just give these children some milk, and I think they'll be content. Doesn't matter where they're at. They've been in the gym a lot already, so that's always a positive sign that they're going to grow up to be gym rats. But as far as what's going on day to day, they just know they're going to get milk. They're going to get diaper changes. They're going to get naps. And other than that, they don't know if Santa's coming down that chimney or if that turkey's coming or the great pumpkin's going to show up. They Easter Bunny, they're just day to day. They're just happy to be here.
You know what, though? You know what, though, Kyle? They're family members who expect pictures.
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Family members expect all those things you just mentioned. Family folks expect pictures. With the baby dressed up, yeah, man. You know, you got to bring.
You got some work to do.
You
got to
bring that wallet out, bro.
Oh, trust me, we've already had multiple photo shoots. Trust me, yeah, I already see it. We've had a Thanksgiving outfit hanging up in the laundry room for weeks now. That I'm sure We're excited to be putting on these children. Now, the children, I don't know if they're excited to put it on, but, oh, yeah, we got wardrobes for everything.
There we go. It's that time of year where the high school season gets started and for basketball, and, boy, gets started up big time. First of all, give us a recap from Sandy Spill. You had a great event a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we had the Sandy Spill Tip-Off Classic. It was a grand old time over there at Sequoia. We had a couple good games, a couple surprising outcomes. But, no, it was a good way to start off the season. Had Pickens County girls against Lamar County, a really good game. Got to see Josiah Foster over there from Lamar County really take over that game in the second half to propel the Trojans to a win over Pickens. We saw Heritage School from Noonan play the Sequoia boys. They got some really good young talent. Makari Townsend is a name to know, a freshman that's 6'6", can really play really well. Sequoia girls played probably their best game of the season against the Jackson County Lady Panthers. Carly Bass played well. They got a lot of contributions. Ella Casing had the finest game of her career, was outstanding, and a couple other great matchups as well. But it was overall a really fun day, a really productive day. It was good to see people in the community coming out and supporting their teams and teams from all across the state. So it was a great way to tip off the season.
It's Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here's my question. Because for years, when Mr. Crenshaw, or as Mr. Crenshaw, continues to educate me in high school football and the rules and everything surrounding it, for a period of time, I would hear him mention the usual suspects, the top programs, and that would be the case in high school football. Is that the case in high school basketball right now, or are there some people on the uptick that folks should know about and keep an eye on what they're doing? New coaches, whatever it is, whatever the reason, new facilities, who's coming up?
Well, I will say, as far as starting with the usual suspects, especially in the biggest classifications, it always is the usual suspects, especially on the boys' side. Grayson's always good. Wheeler's always good. Pebblebrook, McEachern. You could pretty much pencil those four teams into the top five or six every single year and just kind of mix and match depending on where you want to play them or place them. But those teams are always teams that are very, very good. As far as teams that are on the upswing, you know, it kind of changes from year to year, especially how it's kind of supposed to be in high school basketball. There's supposed to be ebbs and flows of, you know, generational runs of great four-year talent, and then you might have to rebuild a little bit. But that kind of changes. You kind of more so see that at the lower classifications as far as teams that have historic runs. Like last year you saw on the boys' side with Union County, they had a great team that lost in the state championship. This year, you know, it's still pretty early. We're trying to sort things out, but like Fannin County had a historic run on the boys' side last year, making it to the Elite Eight. They're going to have a good season this year. I think Rabun County in Class A Division One, as far as the boys go, this is their best team in school history, I would assume. They're ranked number three in the state right now, and they're loaded for a run to contend for a state title. So as far as teams that are up and coming, I think Rabun County, especially the team that you kind of pegged from three, 4 years ago when Huey Blaylock was a freshman, that, okay, by the time he's a senior, he has some players around him developing. You have Trace Adcock, who's a freshman now, the head coach's son, all on that roster at one time. You could see the Wildcats win some games, and I think you're going to see that this year with the Rabun County boys.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline with Kyle Sandy this morning, and he is social. You can always find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. Okay, we got a number of events that are taking place. There's one I think is already started up at North Gwinnett, right? That's always an annual event. That's always a good one, right?
Yeah, the Jared Cook Classic, I believe that's going to be 3 days. They just had their first day yesterday, and you're right, a lot of great teams always come to that. A good, strong smattering of Gwinnett County schools obviously makes a lot of sense, but they're able to get some good teams from out of the area. Just last night, we saw Alexander, the number two ranked team in Class 5A, come from behind and knock off the number nine ranked team in Class 6A, the Cherokee boys, 59-54. So games like that, you'll see all throughout. But yeah, a lot of great ball being played. Jerry Cook Classic. We just had the Hawks Naismith tip-off classic over there at Holy Innocence. Yesterday had a ton of great top 10 showdowns, boys and girls. And as you mentioned, it's tournament season right now, so you could go anywhere across the state of Georgia and watch some good basketball. And you can find all those events really on that GHSA NBAbasketball.net. If you go to sanction events, you can go through a tab where you sort it through basketball. You sort it through the dates you want to find, and it'll have everything listed in an alphabetical order. So that's probably your best key to really figure out what's going on throughout the state. And that's not only for basketball. You could do that for any single GHSA sport, and that's super helpful if you're just a junkie, a fan of high school sports in the state of Georgia. That's the place you want to go.
That would do it. That would do well. Holiday Hoopsgiving, I think, is at Meadow Creek this year. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That is correct.
And
yeah,
I saw I saw the list of teams. We got teams from like Arizona, West Virginia, Florida, the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. I think some really good teams are coming.
Yeah, that is really just blown up into a completely national event. I think I saw on the schedule they have like an OTE team playing. So
right.
It is really, really, really exploded. So, if you're just a fan of really high-level basketball, you're going to be able to go there. You're going to see nationally ranked players from across the country, and you're going to see just a completely different brand of basketball. And you're going to see some guys that you're going to ask, wait, is that kid really 17 years old? That kid's 6'11", 275 pounds, cut from muscle. You're going to see guys that are future NBA players playing at Holiday Hoopsgiving. So always a great event to go out and check out during this Black Friday weekend.
You know, Sam, we talk about this website of Kyle's, and it's one of you get a full cup of coffee.
Yeah, you
sit down and you navigate your way through this. And when I do this from time to time, especially when we have you on, I got a question actually for both of you. And as I'm looking through the classifications and I get to the bottom here and I see Class 3A, 1A, private. And I don't hear you guys talk that much about the private schools. There are many private schools in the last couple of years that you guys go, hang on a second, this is a program you need to pay attention to. What do we need to know about some of the private schools that you guys don't talk about that much?
Oh, boy, they're good, right?
Yeah,
Sam,
I think we talk about them.
The difference between – this is private versus what you're talking
about. But because the one thing about basketball – and that's what's the cool thing about this time of year – is that you don't just play among your ranks. It mixes everybody up.
Right.
Because remember, basketball is the thing where, to me, classification is just a – I don't say it's just a word – because you could have a team that's a single A as far as enrollment goes. As long as you put five guys out on the field or five girls on the field that can beat the ones in the 6A, you can have 3,000 folks in your school, but this small private school can get players that can beat you. Because that's the thing about basketball. You don't get to see that during regular season because they play among their region and among their class.
Can I stop you for a second? No, because you said something that now, if I'm a listener, I'm wondering, well, then if that – title that you just said, the classes, if you will,
right,
don't really mean anything. Why is there 10, 10, 10, 10, 10? Why can't they mix them up? Well,
that's what they're doing now.
No, I said, I guess initially. So when you start the season, there's 10 here, they're all 6, 8.
Well, they have
there's 5s and there's
right, right. They have some kind of way to differentiate.
Right.
Because we're talking about sports
across the
board. You're talking about all sports, not just basketball.
Oh.
Okay, so we're talking, the classification of all sports. But you remember that's the story. That's what made the movie Hoosiers so compelling.
Mm-hmm,
because
right?
in Indiana, at the end, they threw everybody in, regardless of what class or what your school enrollment was.
Right.
And you had the Little Hickory against the big six school.
Much like the tournament, I get that.
Right,
but this
was
more clarification for something that you had just said, and I was curious about the thinking behind how it went into play.
Yeah,
that was
because most of that would be you talk about schools with your small enrollment schools, and a lot of those schools are in the southern part of the state, wouldn't you say, Kyle?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, vast majority of those Class A Division II public schools, you're talking South Macon and below, really, really small rural areas where it's, those schools, it's, you got 300 kids walking through the hallways. And really with the classifications, I guess the grand scheme of it is they kind of want a level playing field as far as, schools of the same size playing against one another. That's what they aim for.
Okay,
but of course, exactly. But sometimes if you dive a little bit deeper, it's not always a level playing field. But from a million miles away, that's as close as you can get as far as just going by enrollment.
See, this is what we talk about.
Right.
But you got some schools from this small classification. In a school like a sport like basketball, you don't have to have a 100-player roster like you do for football. To run with places like Grayson and Buford, you can have, just enough to fill out your basketball team. But if those players are a good team and a really good coach and whatnot, they could beat those guys.
Well, listen, this is why I have you guys here. Like, I need somebody to talk to me like a five-year-old once in a while, so I understand this stuff.
And that is why we're talking about this week and what makes this week, the pre-region time, the holiday time, so much fun, because you get events where those guys are all mixed in there playing against each other, and that's what we want. The thing that gets me, Kyle, is that we're so wrapped up in football this time of year that we miss some of the best basketball, and that's why we want Kyle to be on this morning to remind people.
Oh, yeah.
That's going
he
on.
He went off last week on Georgia Tech playing, and nobody told nobody about it.
Oh, yeah, talking about Georgia and Georgia Tech basketball game, how they always hide that game. You know what I mean?
And
you know, and one of the biggest things I saw, and I'm sure you've seen it also, Kyle, on some of their social media posts about Will is starting five, and how they're all going to these powerhouse schools, and none of them are staying home. You know, know what I mean? And maybe if the Georgia Tech basketball game was a deal, maybe one of them dudes may want to stay home and want to be a part of it. You know, this football game they're going to play next Friday makes guys want to play in state. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So why don't we do that for basketball?
Answer that, Kyle. Why don't we do that for basketball?
Hey, it's tough. We have such elite level talent. Everybody in the nation is knocking at our door trying to steal our guys. So it's been a thing forever and ever. But when you're that big of a hotbed in the state of Georgia, everyone across the nation wants your players.
Yep, that's true. And we talk about it. Well, Kyle, we appreciate you getting up and hanging out with us this morning, keeping us up to date, bringing us up to speed on everything.
You know, we could actually talk to him on Thursday or Friday.
Because
Kyle, you know, we're going to be on Thursday and Friday.
Oh,
and
really?
If there's something coming up this weekend that folks should know about under your umbrella, then we have an eye. Plus, we can find out, you know, send us a picture of the kid in his, you know, and whatever Thanksgiving wear you have.
Yeah, the turkey suit or whatever.
Yeah, the turkey suit. This is Easter. Yeah, I'd say send some new Buster Brown pictures, but say this is different. This is a different wardrobe. Do people buy hats for kids anymore? I'm not talking about the wool caps. You know how we used to wear, like, fedoras and all that? You try to look grown up. Do kids wear any kind of hats?
He's not going to do that to the kid yet.
Why not? This is absolutely the time you do it. The kid don't know nothing.
The kid's too young.
You just sit there and you put all kinds of silly stuff on the kid.
You're not going to do that to the kid yet, man. Don't do that.
Well, put him in a nice suit. Get him, man, dress him up, make him look like James Brown, and send us a picture.
Wow.
But we might be talking.
We'll give him a bow tie.
There you go.
That. I think Camden's already rocked a bow tie at least once in one of these photo shoots. So.
There we go.
I got to send you guys a Christmas card.
All right, thanks, man.
And thank you, but you know what we got to do?
What's that?
We got to get Kyle and D-Led in a picture.
Dressed with the bow ties, man. Yeah, we do. We do have to do that.
The BT Club. All right, man, listen, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you as always.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
There you go, Kyle. Sandy Spiel, be sure to check out the website.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.